Good morning, Drift Run Church.
Good morning.
Good to be in the house of the Lord with you all this morning. You know the saying we always talk about, out of the mouth of babes? You know, I got a little one sits on my lap back here a lot. She informed me I had hair hanging out of my nose. So, we can be humbled. I gotta love them grandbabies. As we get into the morning sermon, we talk about how often we see how God puts plans together. And we think of the plan for them and the plan for those, but we here at Drift Run, we got to realize if you're sitting in here with your head in the sand, if you don't see God at work in our lives here this morning. And it's not by Dave's miraculous planning. It's not by our deacon's miraculous planning. It's not by any one of our miraculous planning. But God is real in our lives. God is evident. He doesn't hide from us. He doesn't try to trick us. I heard a sermon on the radio Lion of Judah. The pastor was talking about those Ten Commandments that he gave us. Those Ten Commandments. Man, why did he do that? Because he was a tyrant? Because he wanted to knock you out? Because he wanted to do all this? No, because he cared about us. He knew every one of those commandments was for our benefit. That everything that he told us not to do, because that would hurt us. Now, we're all guilty of one or all of them. Correct? We can agree with that. And how many of those that we have broken caused us great grief do we wish we had not have broken? Every one of them. I heard a friend sharing the gospel this week. And he talked about, as Ray Comfort would say, we're all lying, thieving, and lustful people at heart. Man, that's just three. And we're three for three already. So the point about the sermon topic today is to be of a good report. Now, I remember learning about that when... all of you knew Lionel and Garnet Thomas. Most people knew that. I think they were affiliated with Drift Run and maybe Beach Grove in a way. As a little boy growing up, I never talked to them, didn't know them. Fished in the creek right in front of their house many, 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 many times. But always of my dad, my grandpa, friends, neighbors, and loved ones, they was always of a good report because of their standing in the community. And as we go on, we see now we can act a certain way at a certain time. You know, it can be, we can all act out things. But over extended period is where our report is made. We all have failed. Anybody in here has never failed? Anybody, stand up, be brave. Nobody. And in my life just this past week, this week I've been doing a lot of thinking about when we were younger, and some still are younger, but remember when you was making your way, trying to figure out, am I a country boy or am I a city boy? Am I a football player or am I in the marching band? Am I this or am I that? And we're looking around trying to figure out where we fit in. That's talking about our report. Now, as we go on, we finally maybe find our place, or we think we have, but we're looking for to fill a void in our lives. And we have got to know that that void, as he spoke of this day, is the Spirit of God. There is a place within you that is void without anything until you get saved. And that place we've tried to fill with cars, with alcohol, with drugs, with sex, with selfishness, with jobs, with, I can go on and on and on. But the only place, the only way that can be filled is with God. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay. So, going on, in my passings over the last few weeks, how often do you see a person or meet a person that you just see that little narrow window in their life? Run into a guy this week or last week, and his driveway got tore up. And he got so upset, curse words all the while, curse words, I'm going to sue, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, I'm seeing some of the report here. And then just a little bit later, he's talking about his church family and his Christianity. It's like, really, man? Don't do that. Don't do that. That is his report. So another time you hear somebody just going on and on and on and on and on and on and on, and it's really out of character. That's their report. And I think I talked about it with Debbie. If we could record what they're saying over a week's period, and I'm talking about them right now, but remember, them includes us. This sermon here this morning is about your report. And it's not that you report to me. It's that our report to our Heavenly Father. It's our report to those around. Who do you represent if you're a Christian? Who do you represent if you're a Christian? Jesus Christ. We are called Christians not because we named ourselves. We are called Christians because we are followers of Christ. The preacher last Sunday morning brought that out in Acts chapter 2, I believe it is, when they were first called Christians in Antioch. And it wasn't that they would stand holding up signs, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. It was what the people saw them. It was their report. So I'm getting right at your report. But anyways, back to recording and then play it back sometime later without them knowing that it was them doing all that yabbering. It's like, oh man, guilty right here. So we need to inspect our report. Okay? So that's kind of where we're going. What is a good report? I'm going to read out of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 to begin with. Got a few others to go to, but we'll see where the Lord leads us here this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Those who can, if you would, stand for the reading of His Word. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let us pray. Lord, again, we are just so humbled to gather together in your name here this morning by the side of the road in this little place called Drift Run. We know you know each and every heart. We know you know the numbers on our heads. We ask again that you guide us, you direct us with your Holy Spirit here this morning. I ask for you that every word to be a productive word to bring glory and honor to you. I ask, Lord God, you be with our pastor this day and all that they're going through in their life. Lord, we just lift them up to you right now. Again, I ask for you to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Amen. Thank you all. Be seated. Now, for by it the elders obtained a good report. So we've talked about what a report is. That is a reflection on yourself. That shows who you are. That shows your character, whether you have integrity, whether you have honesty, what your foundation is built upon. And I always go back to Lionel and Garnet. And like I say, I don't know that I ever spoke a word to him. I'm sure I seen him in passing as a child in churches because they lived, you know, just like 2 miles from our house. Like I say, fished in their creek right there at their bridge. Been to baptizings right there under that bridge. But they had, why did they have a good report? Because of their foundation. Because of their actions. Because of what they do. Not what they've done. Now I got to get that out in the open. We all have a past. We all have things. I know I got some I am so humiliated by. So embarrassed. Did you really do that? If they'd, you know, play that without me knowing that was me. Oh my gosh, you guys would run me out on a rail. But we got a Heavenly Father. We got an advocate that'll go before him and plead our case. He shed his blood. He died on that cross, and he lived a perfect life. Just as Greg was teaching this morning, the Son of Man, he had to be you. He had to have the feelings that you have. He had to have the physical desires that we all have. Yet, he didn't fail. He was perfect. Amen. Anybody in here perfect? Anybody? Anybody? Speak up. Nobody. We know nobody's perfect. We know we have all broken commandments. We know we all have lied, stole, looked on others in lust. It's like, really? Really? We're guilty, man. We're guilty, guilty, guilty. So, in going forward, back to our report, other example you'll see of somebody's report is go to a funeral for somebody. Somebody. And usually, you can see about the report of the attendants. You can't. It's no denying it. You'll see. And why is that? I can talk about my dad, okay? Good man. Yeah, but he was my dad. He was just my dad, you know. That's of good report. Rodney will attest to that. Lucinda, Jeff. We stood there in that receiving line for hours. It's like, really? Really? We looked at one another. It's like, we took our dad for granted. He was our dad. He'd give us money. He whooped our tail ends, you know. We didn't have a clue how many lives he had touched. And that was because of his report. Now remember, I'm talking a lot about others, but I'm talking right at us this morning. Right at you, Laura, right at you. And it's not me talking, it is the Word of God. There again, that brings me to another conversation I was a part of this week. It was talking about the Word of God. And people get upset at at us because we say a certain thing and they're mad at us, but we can point out to them right in Leviticus chapter 18, that's an abomination. I didn't say it was an abomination. I didn't call it an abomination. I'm repeating what the Word of God says. Who is God to you all? Who is God? He is the creator of all things. He is the source of truth. He is the source of righteousness. He is the source of hope. He is the source of every breath that you take. He has pretty good report, don't you think? Yeah. So my point being, we need to investigate our own report. Think about what maybe you've said or what you've done over the last couple of weeks. Have that on a recording and then hear it anonymously, not knowing that's you. How would your report card be? We'll leave it at that. We go to the doctor. You want to hear a good report or you don't want a negative report? We want a good report. We've heard a report from Candy, Jason's wife, who?
Jody,
her mama. We was excited to hear the good report. I've known what she's got to go through, but still, there was no cancer. You go to the dentist. Got 47 cavities. That's not too good a report. Remember the commercials for toothpaste back in the day? I had a checkup today. I only had one cavity. Woo! That's a good report. I was thinking about who keeps track of your report. That's going to get real personal right now. Who's keeping track of your report? We know God does. We know God knows everything we think and do, feel and touch and hear and see and all of that, don't we, Rose? We know that. But you know Satan keeps a pretty good track record of you too. And we know he is a liar. He is seeking whom he may devour. He wants to ruin your life, Amanda Burton. Conway. Sorry, Craig. He wants to ruin and destroy. And, you know, we don't associate Satan with truth, do we? But, you know, if he heard you tell a dirty joke at the bar the other night, he's going to spread some truth on you, isn't he? He's going to share that report that he knows about you and me. I bet every one of us right now, if we would think back, there's something that you done in your life. We know God knows about it. But you would be so humiliated if it was presented right here before the church. We all got those. We all do. I bet even Lionel and Garnet had some of those things in their lives. But what does God say? God says, I will cast your sins as far as the east is from the west. How much farther away is there? Not. None. All those times Satan wants to throw something in my face about my past, what I've done, what I'm guilty of, what I didn't get caught for, whatever. I can trust the promises of the Creator of all, the giver of life, the sharer of grace, the gift of His Son, and the hope of eternal life tells me, I have forgiven you, young man. They are forgotten. They are gone. That's good stuff right there. That speaks of his report and helps us to look at our report and know the important parts, know the things. Let's go to Proverbs. I got just a few more verses and, and we'll be wrapping up here. Proverbs 15:30, and this we'll talk about of a good report. And it was hit on a bit this morning. Proverbs 15:30 says, "The light of the eyes rejoices the heart." I'm going to go start on verse 29. "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat." And I couldn't help but think of the dry bones that was talking about. And talking, making them fat means bringing them to life, making them healthy, making them usable, making them productive. That is of a good report. Acts 6:3. "Wherefore, brethren," no, I'm going to start at one. "And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied," so we know of the 12 disciples, but the church was growing and there was many disciples. And guess who is disciples today? If you're a born-again Christian, you are. You are. You are. I am. We are disciples of Christ. "So, and in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministrations," in their offerings. So the scenario there is they're complaining because the church is not taking care of the needy. Okay, here's the response. "Then the 12... called the multitude of the disciples," the original 12, called all the Christians together and said, "It is not reasonable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables." Okay? So their duties was to preach. Their duties was to spread the gospel. The other disciples, disciple doing handiwork? Yeah. There's great needs. We all have different calls. He says, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report." So, who do you want working for you? All right? Who do you want working for you? You want those of good report. Why do we fill out applications? That's a bit of a report, don't you say? Don't you think? You'll have a record. Oh man, he quit that job and he quit that job and left that job and didn't turn in a notice and this and this. I don't know if I can put much. That's not a very good report. "Now, I worked here for this many years. I worked here for this many years. You can call both of those and get a reference. And I'm just needing a job now because this job was shut down. The plant closed. Whatever it might be. I want to take a look at that one. That's a pretty good report." So, and they called seven guys of good report. So they sorted through the Christians that had a good reputation to do the job of taking care of the widows. Deacons, man. We got deacons. We got trustees of good report. Philippians 4:4-8. I'm about done. I thought I heard a big yawn right there, so I'm about done. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice." Do we do that? Do you do that? We got to do that when we're in the valleys. We got to do that when we're on the tops. We got to do that when we... when we just think we don't need God anymore. We got to get over that. Rejoice in the Lord. Without God, there is no need of rejoice. If we're rejoicing over anything in this world, over any situations in this world, they're dead end streets. They're going to be gone. They're going to pass. We need to rejoice in the Lord for what He has done. And what He has done, He created everything. He gives us everything we eat. He gives us, supplies our air we breathe, the water we drink. He supplies everything, folks. He supplies grace. He supplies hope. Let your moderation be known unto men. The Lord is at hand. Your report. Your report. Do you share the gospel? Do you live the gospel? I know it's not for everybody to go to Walmart and just start talking about the Lord. It's not. But you have a calling. You have there is a need that only you can fill. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We have prayer requests all the time. Are you praying? How's your report card on praying? I need your prayers. Paul needs your prayers. Ron and Mary need your prayers. I can go around the room and name every person in here, and we all need prayers. And I can go around the room to the seats that are vacant, that are not here because of sickness or whatever it might be. Jillian, Dave and Tink. So much going on. So much going on. I can't even remember all. But I see empty pews. What is it to pray for an empty pew? Why is it empty? Because nobody's sitting there. How's your report? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Is that something you really want? Do you want the peace of God in your life? And what's he say to do? Let your requests be made known unto God. Are you doing that? Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. And what is truth? You know, I've heard it try to be described. Truth is just whatever I can make you believe. We know that's wrong. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Truth stands alone. Lies need support. Think about that. I remember trying to lie to my mama. I had to make up some other lies and maybe tell Rodney, hey, Rod, will you lie for me so I can get out of this to make this? And it tracks you down to the end of the... Yeah. The truth will always find you out. So seek the truth first. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Is it getting harder and harder to be honest? We think it is. The world's making it harder, but we know the honesty is always the right way. You can never go wrong by doing right. Whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things that are lovely, and whatsoever things are of what? Of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. If you want to come get a song, and just think about that in your life. Yeah, it really stirred my heart. Not the that I was mad at that man for cussing and carrying on and acting silly and then, you know, bringing out the Lord, but it was, is that me? That could be me. That could be you, young man. But that's the thing about being, I don't want to be that guy. Do you? Do you want to be that guy? And there's going to be opportunities tomorrow for us to go off the deep end and think, was that me? Think about that. Research your report. If you have a need, man, come forward. Many will pray with you, pray for you, whatever it takes. Don't hesitate. We're just all simple folk too. You know, this is not about a ritual. This is not about wearing the right clothes. This is not about this, that, or anything else. This is about being born again in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that's it. That's it. It's not complicated. I heard this person present the gospel this week in such a simplified manner. We're the ones that make it difficult. It's trusting in the Son of Man to step in your place to face our Heavenly Father. It's the blood of Jesus, by no perfection of our own.